Surface Pro 10 revealed, thin, light, and supercharged with a custom SQ1 ARM chip in PC World on October 2nd by Melissa Riofrio. Microsoft's latest ARM tablet might not be a disappointment. Microsoft's Surface Pro 10 is setting a new bar for Microsoft's most compact 2-in-1, rocking a designer SQ1 chip that just may help you forget the underwhelming ARM-based surfaces of the past. Those surfaces of yore had ARM chips that could run only Windows RT, a cut-down version of the OS. But Qualcomm's been busy working on ARM chips that can drive full PCs. In late 2018, Qualcomm showed its most powerful chip, the 8CX, running full fat Windows 10 Pro. It's likely that Microsoft's SQ1 chip in the Surface Pro 10 is running a variant of the 8CX. Microsoft didn't say. Benchmarks will tell all, of course, but it's likely this will not be a repeat of past ARM disappointments. Announced Wednesday at Microsoft's event in New York, the new Surface Pro 10 pre-order page is already up, with a scheduled November shipping window. Prices start at $999 for a model with 8GB of RAM and a 128GB SSD, and $1,299 for a model with a 256GB SSD. The top-end model, which looks like it will ship later, will have 16GB of RAM and a 512GB SSD for $1,799. What else we know about it? Surface Pro 10, super thin, surprisingly versatile. The Surface Pro 10 is teeny, just 5.3 millimeters thin and 1.68 pounds. It squeezes a 13-inch diagonal display into a 12-inch chassis thanks in part to extremely thin bezels. The screen has a 1400:1 contrast ratio and 2880 by 1920 pixel resolution. We expect ultra-portable devices to be hermetically sealed, but the Surface Pro 10 actually offers a removable hard drive. It also supports two external displays and will come with LTE connectivity, enabled via a wireless subscription, of course. Nestled inside the detachable Surface Pro 10 signature keyboard, you'll find the new Surface Slim Pen. It is skinny, not necessarily something you'd want to write on for long, but it charges constantly in its dock, and its 4,096 levels of pressure should make it equally adept at drawing as well as writing. About the SQ1 chip. Microsoft's SQ1 chip is not just a Snapdragon 8CX clone. While Microsoft worked with Qualcomm to develop it, it adds some things the 8CX doesn't have, including what Microsoft executive Panos Panay called an integrated AI mobile accelerator and a redesigned GPU. Demoing the AI, all Panay showed was an ability to adjust your webcam view so you'd look at the viewer instead of upward toward the camera. It's a neat trick, but we assume there's a lot more to it. More important to most PC users is power efficiency. With SQ1, we pushed the boundary of an ARM-based 7-watt chipset, Panay said. While ARM-based laptops PC World has tested so far have been lackluster, Panay claimed 3 times more performance per watt than the Surface Pro 6, as well as over 2 teraflops of power from the custom GPU. With all this, Panay promised battery life would not suffer. The Surface Pro 10 is the start of something new for Microsoft and for ARM-based PCs. For Microsoft, it's the promise of an ultra-portable Windows tablet with no compromise. And if this chip is as good as Microsoft says it is, it could finally make ARM an intriguing alternative to Intel for ultra-portable computers.